se vai a Palermo e chiedi qual è il simbolo di Palermo, è il Teatro Massimo.
If you go to Palermo and ask what the symbol of the city is, you'll be told the Teatro Massimo. That shows how important this theatre is to the city and how much the community sees itself reflected in it. The Opera House represents the best and the worst aspects of Palermo's history.
Francesco Giambrone is Teatro Massimo's general manager. We're in his office on the first floor, and luckily I was accompanied up, or I'd still be lost now. The Opera House, which was completed in 1897, is Europe's third largest after Paris and Vienna.
Quando era aperto era una storia importante. Negli anni della chiusura.
When it opened, it was very important. The years when it was closed were the ugliest of our city, when the mafia killed more than 200 people a year. But the years since it reopened have been good ones. So there's a very strong relationship between the history and life of the theatre and the city, and that's why it's become symbolic.
Less than 10 minutes' walk from Teatro Massimo, in a picturesque piazza with a fountain, is Palazzo delle Aquile, which is home to the mayor's office.
For 23 years, the Opera House was closed. And my goal, my project, my wish was to be the mayor reopening the Opera House that other mayors closed.
Leoluca Orlando is Palermo's 6 times elected mayor, a role which officially also makes him president of Teatro Massimo. He remembers how, as a young lawyer, he'd frequently pass by the neglected building.
I will never forget, in 1997, we reopened the Opera House, and from that moment, the Opera House was something like a flag.
A flag, he says, that marked the triumph of culture over criminality.
There is no city in Europe so culturally changed like Palermo. We changed in mind, in style of life. Palermo was the capital of the mafia. Palermo was a city governed by the mafia. Today, the mafia still exists. But the mafia doesn't govern the city of Palermo.
While culture is a vital ingredient for change, Mayor Orlando says equally essential are cultures. Last year, he led South Italian mayors in a revolt against former Deputy PM and Interior Minister Matteo Salvini's anti-immigrant policies by declaring Palermo would welcome migrants arriving by sea.
Well, as you just heard, the mayor of Palermo is one of several Italian mayors who have said the stranded rescue ships off Malta are welcome in their ports. And Leoluca Orlando joins me now from Palermo. Welcome to DW, Mr. Mayor. What are you doing?
To reflect the importance of diversity, last year he changed the deputy mayor's title to Councillor for Cultures, in the plural, and chose Arab-Israeli Adham Darawsha for the job.
Born in Nazareth, Muslim, coming from Palestine, very brilliant doctor, and is an expert of art. And he organizes all the cultural activities. He organized the Festino, it's a Catholic feast. It was a fantastic feast, 600,000 people in the street. And the Archbishop of Palermo told me, Luca, I'm so happy because we had a fantastic Festino in honor of Saint Rosalia. We needed a Muslim to organize a so brilliant, wonderful Festino.
Palermo means open port, and the native Palermitans, they are very open people, you know. It's something that makes your existence in Palermo very nice and easier respect of other cities.
Having lived in Palermo for 20 years, Adham Darawsha says inclusion rather than integration is Palermo's key strength. He believes it's helped its cultural transformation from capital of terror to one of the safest cities in Italy.
The inclusion process, the openness, the welcoming society and welcoming city, they are not singular parts of something. They are all pieces of the same project. Because mafia tend always to use weak sectors of the communities. And if we ghettoize the new migrants, like it happened in other cities in Europe, then we'll have a new weak sector of the population. We don't give the mafia new sectors to pick on.
One of his most recent duties was to welcome Teatro Massimo's new musical director, Omer Meir Welber, an Israeli Jew.
It's very interesting. When we met in the theater with the mayor and the other, the first thing that we do, we speak in Hebrew. It's nice for me to know that in the city where I'm a deputy mayor, we have an Israeli director of orchestra. It's very tackling, you know. That means, you know, that it's a real open city. It doesn't depend where you're born. When you come to this city, you are Palermitan, as the mayor say that. And I think that we are a good example.
Musical director Omer Welber agrees.
This place is very special. It's special the inside of the theater, it's special on the outside of the theater. Everything here is unique. The musical politic in the city or the cultural politic in the city is something I find very close to. And it starts from the mayor of the city to the theater to the intendant to everybody. This kind of openness, this cultural curiosity, the fact that here you can do things which are very extreme and still sell it like it's a normal Traviata show in any city. And this is quite unique because this place is just different. It's not like a normal city.
His choice of Wagner for the opening of the opera season reflects this. The controversial composer is still boycotted in the conductor's home country. But he says it's a musical choice. Parsifal has an important connection to Palermo, as Wagner completed it here, and it hadn't been staged in the city for 65 years.
We went and presented Parsifal, and, you know, it was shocking because we have Parsifal, which is Wagner opera. He was a very anti-Semitic, you know, composer. And it will be directed by a Jewish director, Israeli and Jewish. And it was presented by an Arab-Israeli deputy mayor. So it's only Palermo that give you this kind of things.
Danny Mitzman, DW Radio, Palermo.